We are on Daf Lamed Hey Med Beis. Let us again start the Mishnah and the Gemara and try to explain it. Haseicha Pore Mechaveiroi Vishilo La'acher. Someone rented a Pore Vishilo La'acher Umeiso Kedarko. Now, by the Shoyla was Mesa Kedarko. So the Mishnah says, so now we have here we have a Pore that belongs to the Maskeir. It was rented to a Seicher, and then it was lent to a Shoyla. So the Mishnah says, Yishava HaSeicher Shemesa Kedarko. So the Seicher should swear that it was Mesa Kedarko, and he's Potter, because a Seicher is Potter and Onsim. Vashoyel Yishalom LeSeicher. And the Shoyel should pay the Seicher, because a Shoyel is Chayv and Onsim, and he's a Shoyel from the Seicher. So he should pay the Seicher, Shoyel is Chayev Bonsen. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Keitzet Halo Oise Schoira Bepeirose Shal Chaveiroi. How can the Seicher do Schoira Bepeirose Shal Chaveiroi? Ala Tachzer Poro Labailo. So the Pashtus is that Rabbi Yosi holds that the Shoyel has to pay the Seicher, the Maskil, the Shoyel is to pay the Maskil. Let us see Rashi, a Seicher por mechaveri va'omat Seicher v'ishilo la'acher lasis bo yemei schirusoi. That he lent it to him, that he could yemei schirusoi, the Shoyel could work with it. Yishova ha-Seicher la'maskil shemeisa kedarka upota. So Mamela, if he was Mavar that it's Mesa Kedarka with Ashuim, so Mamela, there's no obligation on the Seicher to pay the Masker. Bahashoyel Shu Chayev Ba'unsin Mishalim LeSeicher, he should pay the Seicher. So Bemisin, the Svar of the Chachomim, L'chayr is very understandable. We have to understand L'chayr Pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Now let us see the Gemara. Omalei Rav Idi Bar Ovin L'Abaye Michdei Seicher B'mai Koni L'hai Poro B'Shvue. How is the Seicher Kaine de Poro? But the Shvue, he swears Mesa Kedarko. Benema le maske le seicher dal ant vedal shvua seicher. So let the maske tell the seicher, I don't want your shvua. Ano mishteino dine bahadi shoyim. I don't want your shvua, and I'll shlep the shoyim to adin toyim. You have to understand klo pshatn ravidi barovins kashe. Omalei, so he told them, Misavres Seicher Bishvua de Kokonilo. The Seicher is Kaine with the Shvua, Mishas Miso de Koni. Ushvua Kide Lahofis Daite Shobalabais. The whole purpose of the Shvua is Lahofis Daite Shobalabais. Let us see Rashi, Bishvua Shuhu Nishba Lamaskir. So Ravidi Barovin held that the Seicher is kind of, we have to know what the kind is over here. He's kind of with the Shvuah, so let the Masker tell him, I don't want your Shvuah. The Gemara says, no, he's not kind of with the Shvuah, and the love is Daitoi Shalayayma Poshata Bo. That is the Sugya. Now, there are many mahalchim in this Gemara, I'd like to say over pshat that the stipling Kilus Yaakov Simen Chav Tes says in this Gemara. And perhaps we'll have a shtickel klokait in the Gemara kaponim. This is according to understand Shita Satayisvus. The stipler says as follows. When a person rented a pore from a maskir, so there are certain chiyuvim that he's chayiv on pshiyim, gneva v'abede, he's potter on onsen. Now, when he lends the pora to someone else, that means he had a schus ishtamshus in the pora, he had rented the pora. His schus ishtamshus that he had rented, that he had acquired in the pora, he's lending to someone else, which lochayre he can do. There's a sugya later, he's a shema, shemosel a shema, if he had a right to do it, but let us not get into that nekuda. But Pashtis, he acquired a schus ishtamshus in the pore, and now he's lending out the schus ishtamshus that he acquired, he's lending it to the shayma. So the stipler says, there are certain chiyuvim which the soicher is mechuyiv to the masker. That means these chiyuvim is mechuyiv in pshiyeh, is mechuyiv in gneiva v'aveide, he has responsibilities to the masker. Now when he lends it to Ashoyel, the responsibilities that he already had to the maskir, when the shoyel is borrowing it, these responsibilities automatically are mutal on the shoyel. That means he acquired a pore that the soicher is responsible to the maskir, that he shouldn't be peshay on the pore, that he should watch it from gneiva v'aveide. So these responsibilities that the soicher had on this pore, zicher go over to the shoyel, because the shoyel can't be better than the soicher. If the soicher has these responsibilities, so the shoyel who is now in place of the soicher, he's using the pore, the responsibilities of the soicher are mutl on the shoyel. So therefore, the shoyel is also responsible to the soicher, to the maskir, for pshiye, for gneiva v'aveide. That is poshet. Now, but since he's a shoyel, there's a new responsibility that the shoyel acquired. What's the new responsibility? That he's chayiv ba'onsin. Now, this new responsibility, l'chayre, is to the seicha. The seicha lent it to him. So, out shoyel from the seicha, he's responsible in onsin. So, if an oynis happened, he's chayiv to pay the seicha. He borrowed it from the seicha. The shimush that he is using is the shimush that belongs to the seicha. This is a new responsibility that the shoyel is responsible to the seicha. So therefore, the chachamim hold, so on this responsibility of tashlumei onsen, the shoyel will pay the seicha. Now, what is the svore of Rabbi Yosi? So we will see in Taisves that Rabbi Yosi held like Rav Ide Barovin. Now, let us try to understand what was Rav Ide Barovin's svore. רבידי בר אובן אסט אמור דקקשה. הקשה ורבידי בר אובן was as follows. As we mentioned before, all the responsibilities that the soicha has to the masker, the shoyel also has to the masker, because he's in place of the soicha. So all the responsibilities of the soicha automatically lie on the shoyel also. So Rabbi de Barovin said, the emison, the soicher is chayev, if an oinus occurs, the soicher is chayev also, unless he was mevara with a shvue that an oinus occurred. But Kozman, he wasn't mevara with a shvue. He's chayev once, and also a soicher is chayev once. Let us just say for one second, let's say the soicher was soicher apore, nanoinus occurred, and the masker comes to the soicher and he says nanoinus occurred. So the soicher says, so the masker says soicher swear. So the soicher says I won't swear. I don't want to swear. So the masker will tell, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay me. Cause man, you're not mevara with a shvua that there was an oines, you're mechuyev an onsen also. If you're mevara that there was an oines, so then you're potter to pay. You don't want to swear, you're mechuyev to pay. So Rabbi de Barovin asked a moir de kekashe. Rabbi de Barovin asked, that let the masker tell the soicher, I don't want you to swear, I don't want you to swear. I'm not moaning money from you, and I don't want you to swear. I don't want your birul that an oinus occurred. Zok the stipler, so what is this matzav? So he said, if he'd be moaning money from the soicher, so the soicher said, you don't want me to swear, I'm not asking to pay. I have a schus if I'll swear, I'll be mevar that there was an oinus, and I'm potter to pay, so I'll swear. You can't say dal ant v'dal shvuos. But the masker is saying, no, I want money, I want, you mechuyif to pay me, kozman, you don't swear, but I want money from you. So what did the masker accomplish with this mahalach? He accomplished a meirudik ezach. He accomplished that be'etzem the soicher is mechuyev to the masker, because the soicher was not mevarah that an oinus occurred. So the soicher is mechuyev to the masker. And we had mentioned all the chiyuvim of the soicher automatically are mutal on the shoyel, because the shoyel takes over all the chiyuvim of the soicher. So since the soicher is mechuyev to pay for the oinus, so the shoyel is also mechuyev to pay for the oinus. So therefore, the masker container, I don't want the soicher to be mevara that there was an oinus. And Kozman, he's not mevara, he's mechuyev to pay. But I want money from the soicher. I'll money from the shoyel. And a shoyel is chayev to the masker, all the chiyuvim, that the soicher is chayev to the masker. So therefore, the masker can mon from the shoyel, the onsim, and the shoyel can pat himself with a shvuah, because the shoyel is chayev b'onsim. This was the kasha of Ravidi Barov. Abaye answered him that you're making a big mistake, that be'etzim, a filu when he doesn't swear, if there was a misa ba'inis, he's potter to pay already. The whole shvu is lahafis taita shel maskil. That means if you don't trust me, so I'll swear. But ve'etzim, if the behemah died by this, I'm potter to pay. So I'm potter to pay. If I'm potter to pay for the oynis, since be'etzim it died by this, so the shoyl is not mechuyiv to pay you for the answer, because it's only mechuyiv in my chiyuvim to you. And since I'm not mechuyiv to you to pay for the oynis, so the shoyl is also not mechuyiv to you. The shoyl is mechuyiv to me. And the stipler says that what the Gemara says, Bechdei, Soiche b'maikoni laiporet, does not mean he's koine the poret. No, he's koine the schus tashlume poret shenenso. That means if the shoyl is not mechuyiv to the mask, he's mechuyiv to him. So when does the soiche acquire the schus that the tashlume poret should be to him, after he's potter to the masker? And that is the shaila, if he becomes potter dafka through a shvua, a filo without a shvua. Tachzer pora lebailam harishayin. Rabbi Yossi holds that the masker has to be paid for the pora from the shoyl. Ein leforish. Now Tosfos first had a different shot. Mishum da omale masker le soicher porosi gaboch da shoylem shoyl shilem domer. Tosfos said a more de kipshat in the Gemara. The masker is coming to the soicher. He says, give me back my porah. So the porah says, so the soicher says, the porah is dead. He says, but you have the money of the porah. So it's ki'ilud. The shavius of the porah is still around because you have the money of the porah. So if I can, so you have to give that back to me. He says that the chiyuv of the soicher is chal after the tashlumim of the shoyl. The shoyl pays the soicher take. That's how Tosfos wanted to learn. The shoyl has no shaychus to the masker. He didn't borrow it from the masker. He borrowed it from the soicher. But the minute the shoyl pays the soicher, so now the soicher has the value of the porah. So the masker tells the soicher, porosi gaboch. So give me, you still have, you have the value of the por, give me back your potter for months, and if you don't have anything, you don't have to pay me for the por. But if you have in your issues the value of the por, so give that to me. It's porosi gaboch. That's how we could learn pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos says 100% wrong. The beperik ha-shoyl boi romi b'chomet. There's a mordike gemore in ha-shoyl. Baal benichsei ishtoi soicher have oi shoyl have. Gemore klaus ha-shoyle. When a baal is using nichsei ishtoi, does he have it in soicher, does he have it in shoyl? So the Gemara says like this, Heiche de ogro poro me almo ve insive. What happens if the Isha rented a poro? Fine. So she rented a poro from a masker. Ve insive. And then she got married. So her husband is using the poro. It seems it's like por of nichsei muluk, he's using the por. Now the Gemara class of Shal, is he a seicher of the Isha? Is he a shoyl from the Isha? So the Gemara says, a mordike Gemara, a libe de Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon of our Mishneh, vadai baila potter, so the baal is potter if he's a seicher, if he's a shoyl, like this. If he's a shoyl, he's chayv onsen. The Gemara says, even if he's a shayel of the isha, he's pata. Mishum de ishtoi imay b'melachtoi, v'yavi shayla b'bayla. Because, since when he borrowed it, his wife is working for him, there's a p'tul of shayla b'bayla. So according to the Rabbonon, whatever he is, he's potter to the Isha. Because, why is he potter to the Isha? He borrowed it from the Isha, but it was Shaila Babaylam is potter. So Memele, according to the Rabbonon, the husband was Zichem be potter. Kiti boyloch al libe de Rabbi Yossi. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Yossi. Shoyel havel is chayev lebailem horishoinim b'meisa kedarke, v'yisoyche rava upotam. So there's a moiradike gemore. The gemore says, who is he a shoyel from? It's a machloikis ta rabbonon in Rabbi Yossi. According to the rabbonon, he's a shoyel from his wife. Memele he's potted to pay his wife because it's according to Rabbi Yossi, he's a shayel from the maskil. So Mamela will have to pay the maskil. That's what the Gemara says. A moiradiki Gemara. Who he's a shayel of is dependent in the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbon. So Tosfos says, Vahashta hosom. Tosfos wanted to say the svara of Rabbi Yossi is because since the soicher acquired the money from the shoyl, so the masker can tine to the soicher porosi gabor. That's the svara of Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos asked, even the rabbonon habal potter min ha'ishem. But since the Baal is potter to the Isha, Mishim Dabe Sheila Bebailim, so the Isha does not have any money. So why, according to Rabbi Yossi, can the Maskir Mon the Pore? No, Yisraim Namil Rabbi Yossi Lebailim Arishoinim. If you say the whole Lomdus of Rabbi Yossi is, that means everyone agrees that the shoyel is a shoyel of the soicha. And that what Rabbi Yossi says, Yimuchuyev to pay him, is Rabbi Yossi also, you can mon from the soicha, the money that he acquired from the shoyel. Nikitza, ketaina porosi gabor. My por is still alive, you have the shavius of my por. If that is the lomdus of Rabbi Yossi, so the gemorin hashoyel, The shayl does not pay his wife because it's imay b'malachtay, so she doesn't have any money. If she doesn't have any money, so why, according to Rabbi Yossi, does her baal have to pay to the masker? Lo yischayv nami leRabbi Yossi lebayl marishayne. So al kolchoch, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Ela taime de Rabbi Yossi have, and here this is how the stipler says pshat, taime de Rabbi Yossi have mishum de sova de soicha loikoni ela bishuwe. That means the soicha does not become potter from onsen. Ela bishuwe. And calls man, he's not potter for onsen, so the shoyel is also mechuyev in the onsen to the maskil. The sova the soicha loikoni ala bishvue. The dischus tashlume pore, he'll only be soicha when he's potter from the maskil. How does he become potter from the masker? Only if he swears. Masker yoimelai, and the masker will tell him, dal ant v'dal shvuoseich, I don't want your shvuim. So be'etzim, there's a, you chai kozman, you don't swear. this this achiev on you to pay for the einus that occurred. But I'm not going to mourn from you. But the minute you're mechuyev in the einus, so then all your chiyuvim, the shoyel also has on him all your chiyuvim. Mishti nedina ba the shoyel. Memele can mourn from the shoyel. That is the svara of Rabbi Yosef. So that is when there's no edim and the misa of the poret. The only way the soicha could be mevara that it was mesa kedaka was through a shvuah. So the masker will tell him, I don't want your shvuah. So memela, you're still mechuyev to me. Memela alman from the shayim. Afilu im yesh edim shemeso kedarko. Afilu, now Taisin says a bigger chiddush. Afilu, the soicher does not have to swear. This edim that's meso kedarko. So lechayre, if this edim that's meso kedarko, so lechayre, the soicher is potter to the masker. And then the shoyel should be mechuyev to him. So Taisa says, no, afilim yesh edim shemeisa kedarka, dein ha-soiche tzorich lishova, mikom okim loikoni elabavos edim, he has to bring edim to Besdin, to be made that there was meisa kedarka. V'yoyim eloi, so the masker can say, ani poitchoch meavos edim, I don't want your edim. And some memela, so Kozman, I don't want your edim, I don't want you to bring edim. So memela, so there's still a chiyuv and the soicher to pay for the einus. Kozman, there's no biru that was meisa kedarka, the soicher is mechuyev to pay. And the minute the soicher is mechuyev to pay, so the shoyel pays the masker. The rabbonon sovri, the soicher koni lo bemisim. And the Rabbanan old, no, it's not true. Not that the soicher first becomes part of an oinsim after he's mevar that there was an oinus, either through shvur or through edim. The soicher is part right away. If an oinus occurred, klapishmaya galya, an oinus occurred, so the soicher is part right away. So if the soicher is part to the masker, so then the shoyel is chayiv to the soicha. Upligi b'divrei hamakshim v'hametaret shebigmora. The machloikis, Rav Yosi in the Chachomim, is in the machloikis Rav Idi Barovin and Abaye. Rav Yosi holds like Rav Idi Barovin that the soicha first becomes potter from the oinus when he's mevara that the oinus occurred. And Kozman, there's no biro, so he's mechuyev to the masker, and therefore the shoyel who takes over all chiyuvim of the soicher is also mechuyev to the masker. And the Rabbanan hold, no, that if without a biro, the soicher is potter to the masker, memele the shoyel is chayiv to the soicher and not to the masker. Venire zok toisves, im a masker atzmoy hoyo shom bishash shemeso biyad shoyel. But what is if the masker was there? The masker saw that it was meisa kedarka. So then there's no need of any bill. The masker saw there was meisa kedarka. So k'toisve sh'Rabbi Yosi yoyde l'divrei Rabbonon. Then Rabbi Yosi will be moide to the Rabbonon. That means the minute the soicher is put to the masker, and when the masker knows clearly that there was meisa kedarka, so then there's no chiyuv whatsoever on the soicher to the masker. Then he's kind of a misagrede. So then Rabbi Yosi will also be made that the shoyel will pay the soicher This is Shitas HaTosfos. Now, let us see the Gemara weiter. We'll see a Moedik Mechudish Tiki Gemara. Omar Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omim, it can come out a very Mechudish Tiki Zach. Shahabailim, the Bala Pore, Mishalmim Kama Poreis L'Soicha, will pay a lot of Poreis to the Soicha. The Bal HaPore will pay to the Soicha Kama Poreis. So the Gemara says, Eichidomi, what is the case? Ogro Minei Meyo Yoim. The Soicha hired from the Masker, from the Bal HaPore, he hired the Pore for 100 days. So he's a soicher for 100 days. V'hodor shaylo minei tishin yoimi. Then the masker comes to the soicher and he says, do me a favor. You documented it for 100 days. Do me a favor and lend it to me for 90 days. Fine. So he lent it to him for 90 days. Hodor ogro minei Tamnon Yoimi. Then the Soicher comes to the Maskil, who now had borrowed the Pora for 90 days. He says, do me a favor and rent it to me for 80 days. So now, from the 90 days of Shaila that the Maskil had borrowed it from the Soicher, he's renting it for 80 days. V'hodor shaylo minei shivin yoimi. And now the masker goes over to the soicha and says, lend it to me for 70 days. U'meisa b'soich yemei sheilosa. And now it died. It died in the 70 days. Da'akol sheilo sheilo mechayiv chodoporo. Now, for each shayla that the maskir was shoyel from the soicha, left to pay him a poro. Zot Rashi. Pa'omim shahabaylim ha-maskirim orishoynim mishalmim l'soicha ze kama poreis al pore zu lefi divrei mishneseinu. We'll pay him a lot of pores. In these pores that will pay him, yesh yu kulam shaloi. We'll see two of the pores that he pays him belongs completely to the soicher. V'yesh yasabem yimei schirusam. There's other two pores that he'll just use them for the yimei schiris. V'yachzirem, and he'll return them to the masker. Keita, Ogro minei meya yoimi, Vahodo shayli minei tishin yoimi. Zot Rashi, Ruven shesocha pora mishimin shiyasabo meloche meya yoimi. Ruven rented a pora for 100 days. Vahozor shimin vahomalei, now shimin comes to Ruven. Vahomalei asei mi toive, do me a toive. You rented it for 100 days, that's right. But I need it. Bishilani oiso tishim yoim. Lend it to me for 90 days. Min hameya shesachalto. Ula'acha tishim, after the 90 days. Achziren aloch, I'll return it to you. You rented it for 100 days. I'm asking you a favor to lend it to me for 90 days. And then after the 90 days will be over, I'll give it back to you because you rented it for 100 days. Lasi says, L'cho yud yomim l'hashlim ameya. V'chein osa. And then he did that. The seicha was masking. Yesh kan din mishnoseinu. So, be'etzem, in this case, we have the din of our mishnah. This nam. Ha'seicha pora mechaveiro. V'hishilo la'acher. Besoich yemei schirusa. We have mamish the same thing. We have a soicha that's lending the pora. The mali bailim. What is the difference if he lends it back to the bailim arishayim? maliyach. Im meisa eitzel shayu. Now what will be the din if it will die by the shayu? The shayu not borrowed it for 90 days. Harei soicha potor bishvua. The soicha doesn't have to pay the maskil, or just swear that it was meisa kedag. Vashayil mishalim l'soicha. And the shayil will pay the soicha. Will pay him. He's a shayil, so he's chayev anonsi. Chozar ruvein ubo etzloi. Now, the soicha comes to this maskil who is also a shayil. Va'omaloi haski haskireno li mitishim yoim shu shula biyotcha mimeni veshtabet bo shmoinim yoim. He wants to now rent the pore from the shayil. It's lent to the maskir for 90 days. He wants now to rent it for 80 days. V'tul schocha, and I'll pay you for the 80 days. V'chein osa, arehi becheskas sheilosoi al shimin. So now it's Shimon still lent it. Keilu hiskiro la'acha shreinaitel schore v'chol ano sheloi. So what is the difference? Shimon, who is the masker and who is the shayil, now he's renting it to Reuven. V'imhoiso meiso eitzel Reuven. Now, if it would die by Reuven, Reuven now rented it a second time from Shimon. Reuven potter b'shvuah. Reuven would be potter with a shvuah, because a soich is potter and onsin, meisa kedarke. V'shimon mishalem loy pora achas sheshor mimenu. Now, since the pora is dead, and Shimon is the shoyel from Reuven, so pay him for one pora. V'hu chayiv bo'imtzer. U'pora acheres, and then he'll give him, so one pora will pay him. U'pora acheres lasois etzloi asore yomim lahashlim hameya. And he'll give him another pora for 10 days. I'll give him another pora for 10 days. I'd like to mention here this amoyredike kashe from the Marsho. The tirutzim, what the Marsho says, is a reshash. These others are very difficult, but the kashe is amoyredike kashe. It says over here that Shimon, we're talking about there were two schirisim from Reuven. Reuven first rented it from 100 days. Then he lent it to Shimon for 90 days. Then he re-rented it from Shimon for 80 days. And now, so he paid twice schiris, and it died by Reuven. So Rashi says, there's two cheshbonos over here. Cheshbon number one, he, as Soicha, is potter to pay for the behemoth that died, because a Soicha is potter from Onsim. The masker, who is a shoyel, will have to pay for the porre, because he borrowed a porre from the Soicha for 90 days. The porre died, so he'll have to pay for the porre. But then Rashi says, but there's another cheshbon. This shoyel was also a masker that rented it to him for 100 days. So Lemaise, even though the poor is dead, but he rented to him for 100 days, so there's 10 days from the first schiris that he owes him yet, Altmaskir. And Poshet, this is speaking about by a porostam, that means I rented you a porostam, and the din is if I rent someone a porostam, and the poro died, I have to give you another poro. So memela altsmasker, he has to give him a poro for 10 days. For the 90 days, he had borrowed it himself, but for 10 days, he has to go and give it. fragte Marsha, amoyr de kekash, but he went it again for 80 days. So, l'chayre, for the 80 days that he rented it to him, and again, l'chayre tzaporostam, and now that it died, so he should l'chayre be mechuyev to give him a pora for 80 days. He rented it for 80 days. Rashi says he pays him for one pora, and he tells him to another pora for 10 days. L'chayre, he should give him a pora acheres for the 80 days, which is amir de kekashim. Chazar Shimon v'sho'alo mimenu shivim yoy. Now Shimon went and borrowed it again from the Seicha for 70 days. Min hashmeinim shesochim mimenu. Amenash shiachzirenu loy. He's going to return it. He rent it for 80 days. He borrowed it for 70 days. V'yaseh bo asor yomim lahashlim hashmeinim shal schiris Hashem. So now, from the second Shaila, we will repeat the halacha that was mutal on the Shaila from the first Shaila. And now, he'll pay him 4 pores, shtayim nechlotes loy, bishvil shtay pores shulois shesh hish hiloy Reuven. Reuven, there were 2 shilas that Reuven lent him. Upepam zeh, now that the pore died kilo meisu shtayim, that means on the 2 shilas, he's chayv to pay twice on him. Shrei ein porosa beyen, shishile berishay, the name of Herzalei porosa. Vizushu Mishalm Lay Aksha Bateras Tashlumin Bola Yoda. Vreyesh Olof Shtei Tviyas, or Shtei Shailas. So he owes him, he has 2 Tviyas and 2 Shailas. Ushtei Tviyas, or Shnei Schirais, Lasis Etzloy Esrim Yoim. So he has to pay him for 2 Poris, and he has to tell him for 20 days that he, Avim Tushtal Moskana Poris Tam, so he has to tell them 20 days. So we have a Mordechai Maisa that the Bailim is paying the Seicha for Poros.